Hello, I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry here with Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，这里是拉比克兰卓，关于古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。
One of the great things about the Bible and the Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority is there is no graduation or there's no stopping place. It's just something that keeps growing until we go to be with Him.
古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄伟大之处在于，这不像是你念书会到一个阶段会毕业，这是没有停止的，它是不断增长的，直到我们最后与神在一起。
And so you really, that's part of the hunger and the thirst is we're always growing. There's never like a stopping point because God is so big and so wonderful and so kind and loving to us, and He's very patient and long-suffering.
所以我们对于古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄是极其渴慕的，这样的渴慕总是与日俱增的，从来都没有停止点，因为神是如此的伟大美妙，对我们如此的怜悯和慈爱。据我们所知，神是非常有耐心并且有长久忍耐的能力。
As we learn, so my prayer for you right now is on this Rosh Hashanah which we're talking aboutis that you would fall in love with the journey and not get impatient with him.
所以现在在犹太新年，我想为你祷告的是，你会爱上这个旅程，在这个旅程中，你不要对神失去耐心。
But Rosh Hashanah is commonly referred to as the Jewish New Year, literally means the beginning of the year, or it means the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah actually means head of the year, reminding usThat what the word says, that we're the head and not the tail.
我想告诉你们的是 ，Rosh Hashanah 通常被称为犹太新年，字面意思是一年的开始，或者指一年之首。犹太新年实际上意味着一年之首，也提醒了我们，正如这个词所说，我们是头而不是尾。
The Bible refers to it as Yom Terah, which means the day of the shout or the blast.Henceforth, the name Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets.
圣经称其为 Yom Terah, 意思是吹响号角的日子。从此以后，犹太新年是吹响号角的季节。
So anytime you see trumpets or blasts, then you know that there we're moving into a time of a shift. Because trumpets, if you remember when the children of Israel marched around Jericho, and then they blew the trumpets, they blew the shofars,The wall of opposition from them being able to enter the city was removed.
每当你听到号角声响起时，你就知道正在进入一个转变的时期。如果你还记得当年以色列人围绕着耶利哥城吹响号角时，阻止他们进城的墙就倒下了。
Rosh Hashanah is the first of the Jewish holidays.The second celebration begins on the first of Tishri, which is typically falls in September, October. This year it will fall in September.
犹太新年是犹太节日中的第一个庆祝活动，从提斯利月初一开始，通常会落在我们的九月或十月，而今年将落在九月。
But the question here is too: is what are the blessings and the prophetic significance?Of Rosh Hashanah, and I'm also going to deal with the biblical numerology of what 5784, this Rosh Hashanah, means.
这里你们有一个问题是犹太新年的祝福和先知性的意义是什么？我想用数字来解释今年5784年对我们的意义是什么呢？
But because Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and is often referred to as the head of the year, the head is, it reminds us.That our mind, our eyes, and our ears, and our mouth are basically is what fulfills our head. And yes, it's significant that whatever our focus is and whatever our direction is, that it leads us into the direction of what God is saying. That our vision, what we're looking at, what we're listening to, what we're speaking out of our mouths, what we're doing with our feet, where we walk, Lord, align us this year.
犹太新年常被称为一年之首，头脑提醒我们，我们的思想、眼睛、耳朵和嘴巴基本上就是用来满足我们的头脑的。重要的是，无论我们的焦点是什么， 我们的方向是什么，它都会引导我们进入神所说的意象的方向。我们所看到的意象，我们所听到的，我们口中所说的，我们用行为做的，在今年愿我们与主对齐。
You know, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tabernacles, these are the times where we actually say, Lord, in this short few weeks, let me realign my life for this new year.
你知道吗，在犹太新年、赎罪日、祝棚节这些节期，我们会跟神说，神啊，在这短短的几周内，让我们在新的一年重新调整我们的生活与你对齐。
So it's, the scripture says that when our head of the year is focused on the Lord, I'm not the scripture, sorry, but in the book that we've written here, it says you will align your time and resources to God's will.That's wonderful. It's like putting on the yoke of God, and the yoke turns the head in the direction, and our feet will go, and what we see, we will have. So that's something that's really powerful. But one of the questions that you all have asked me is this year, it says, what is biblical numerology? Because many of you have heard when I'm preaching and teaching, I talk aboutThis number, like the number four. Four is Dalet, and Dalet means door. So doors of opportunity. But
当我们重新调整自己的时间、资源来对齐神的旨意，就像附上神的轭，我们的头就会转变方向，我们的脚也会跟着前进，我们所看到的，我们也会拥有。所以这是非常强大的东西。你们今年问我的其中一个问题是，什么是圣经里数字的学问？因为你们很多人都听过我所宣讲和教导的内容，比如我说5784年的四，它意味着门，5784年机会之门即将打开。
I want to be able to remind you that the Hebrew calendar versus the Gregorian calendar is the Gregorian calendar is solar. It's a sun calendar.And the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, and that's why the dates change. So, but in biblical numerology is the use of numerology in the Bible to convey a meaning outside of the numerical value of the actual number being used.
但我想提醒你们的是，希伯来历与公历的区别。公历是阳历，是太阳历。而希伯来历是月历，这就是日期会改变的原因。因此，圣经中的数字学是指在圣经中使用数字来传达数字本身意义、本身价值以外的意义。
An essential key to help us understand God's word, and it is designed through the meaning of biblical numerology. There is a connection between the patterns and the habits of God, and we can search for them and understand them, and it can help build our faith and reveal the amazing ways of God.
这是帮助我们理解神话语的重要钥匙，它是通过圣经数字学的意义来设计的。这个数字的模式和神的关系，和神的习惯之间有联系，我们可以寻找他们并理解他们，它可以帮助建立我们的信仰并揭示神奇妙的方式。
So, I'm just going to take you into this year. We'll break this calendar year down. So you have 5, 7, 8, 4. So first number you see is 5, and 5 is the number of grace.So anytime we're in a season of grace, this is a time of unmerited favor. 7 is the number of perfection. And so you have 57. 50 is jubilee. 7 is perfection. 80 is the number that means pay. Pay means the mouth. So now we have grace, perfection, and mouth. And 4 is dalet. It means the doors.So if we take the numerology of the Bible into this Rosh Hashanah, we could say it this way. Father God, we thank you for the grace, the perfection in Messiah to put the words in our mouth to open the doors of opportunity in the future. So that would be kind of biblical numerology in a very practical way.
我想带你进入今年这个5784年数字的分解。你看到的第一个数字是5，5代表着恩典。 任何时候我们处于恩典的季节，这都是一个白白得来恩典的时刻。七代表着完美，八十代表着配，配的意思就是口。这个季节我们有恩典，有完美，有口。接下来的四代表着门。如果我们把圣经中的数字放到这个犹太新年的话，我们可以这么说：天父，我们感谢你的恩典，感谢完美的弥赛亚，将神你的话语放在我们的口中，为我们打开未来的机会之门。因此，这就是一种将圣经中的数字被用于实践的很好的例子。
And you're going to see that anytime there's doors opening, that there also will be doors closing. And we understand that in the book of Revelation, where it says that I give you the key of David, that opens doors no man can shut, and shut doors no man can open. So this is going to be a season, this coming year, 5784, is going to be a season of doors opening and doors closing.
你会发现每当有门打开的时候就会有门关闭。在启示录的22:16说道，那有大卫的钥匙的，开了就没有人关，关了就没有人开。所以这即将到来的5784年是一个开门和关门的季节。
Your second question is, when you study the Hebraic year 5784-2023 out of the prophetic significanceIn those numbers, your question is, what are you seeing? Okay, so I'll just share with you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a very in-depth move of the Lord.
你们的第二个问题是，当在研究希伯来历5784年公历2023年的先知性意义的时候，在那些数字里，拉比，你想表达的是什么呢？那我就跟大家一起分享一下我所说过的。我看到神在犹太新年将采取非常深入的行动。
That's going to come at Rosh Hashanah. I have a dear friend, and he texts me, and he's a prophet, very well known. You would know who it is. I don't like really name dropping and things. You just have to trust me. This is a proven, seasoned prophet. He's about my age.And he texts me and he said, Rabbi, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Get ready. Okay. So, and that's how he texts. But I knew what he meant in the spirit, because what I believe is coming is, and I'll be sharing this with you, and I'll be teaching on this more. I believe that the Lord is closing doors.And by closing doors is what he's doing is he is limiting what the enemy can actually do to the righteous. But at the same time, as the evil is left outside the door, that the increasing of judgment and wrath on the unrighteous is going to increase.
我有一个亲爱的朋友，他给我发短信，他是一位众所周知的先知。这个先知的年龄和我差不多，他跟我说，拉比，快要到犹太新年了，我们赶紧做好准备。我知道他在灵里的意思是什么，因为我相信即将到来的是主正在关门，而通过关门，他正在做的就是限制仇敌对正义者的行动。当邪恶势力被留在门外的同时，神对不义之人的审判和愤怒也会增加。
And I believe thatJudgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God. I'll say that again. Judgment is really the friend of those who desire right standing with God.
我相信审判是那些渴望与神站在一起的人的朋友。我要再说一遍，审判确实是那些渴望与神站在一起的人的朋友。
And I believe as we move into this new year, and you're going to see that in September, October to the end of the year, you're going to see a lot of doors closing. And what I mean by that, 2 years, you're going to see political careers coming to an end. You're going to see high-level influencers that are going to be limited or their influence coming to an end. You're going to see the righteous have doors open, where the righteous are going to have...This isn't going to happen overnight. This isn't going to happen quick. But you're going to see the righteous all of a sudden being reset and replatformed.
我相信当我们进入新的一年时，你会看到从九月到年底，很多门即将关闭。我的意思是，你将在两年内看到政治生涯即将结束，你会看到高层的影响力被限制，这一切即将结束。你会看到正义之门为正义的人敞开，这可能不会在一夜之间很快的发生，但是你会看到正义被重置，被重新植入。
Those that have been cut off and shut, those who have been put behind closed doors are now going to be put out into the limelight and being able to speak.It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be troublesome. But one of the reasons I want you to celebrate these fall feasts with us is because you need to awaken at Rosh Hashanah so that you can see what God is showing you to do, who He wants you to be, and allow you to spiritually see the victory in advance so that you're operating out of a place of complete peace.
那些被切断和关闭的，那些被关起门的人，现在被重置在聚光灯下，并且能够在那里发言。这将会变得非常的混乱，比较麻烦。但我希望你们与我们一起庆祝这些秋日的节气的原因之一，是因为你们需要在犹太新年被唤醒，这样你才可以看到神正在向你展示要做的事情，希望你成为什么样的人，让你在灵里提前看到胜利，这样你就可以在一个完全平安的地方运作。
Because after Rosh Hashanah, then we celebrate the 10 days of awe. That's the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
在犹太新年之后，我们即将度过敬畏十天的日子，就到了赎罪日。
You need that to be here and join us online for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and have a visitation of the power of the redemptive expunging power of the blood of Jesus in your life, canceling fear, doubt, and unbelief.Canceling the things of the past that have poisoned your mind, will, and emotion from making bad choices so that you can make these good choices as a righteous, sanctified warrior. And then we go into the Feast of Tabernacles. And as we go into the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot,This is a time of great celebration. In fact,
欢迎你们继续收听我接下来在赎罪日的教导，并在你们的生命中探访耶稣宝血冲刷罪的力量，消除恐惧、怀疑和不幸，消除那些属于你自己的事情，过去会毒害你的思想、意志和情感，让你不再做出错误的选择，这样你就可以作为一个正义的、圣洁的战士，做出这些好的选择。然后我们即将会进入祝棚节，这也是一个伟大的、值得庆祝的时刻。
We're going to have a huge dinner here, like we do at Passover. We've never done this in all the years, but we're going to have a celebration feast of those in the Fourth River putting their feet under the table of the Lord. It's going to be very powerful. It will be live stream. It will be something that you'll really want to enjoy.
我们将在大卫之家这里享用一顿丰盛的晚餐，就像我们在逾越节时所做的那样。我们多年以来从未这样做过，但我们将为第四条河流的人们举办一场庆祝的盛宴。我们将一起赴神的宴，这力量会非常的强大。这场晚宴将会现场直播，这将是你真正想要享受的事情。
But one of your questions here is, what do you see coming to the body of Christ?In the world in this next season, I see a sovereign visitation of a revelatory awakening. And what I mean by that is, I mean that there's going to be spiritual eyes that are going to be supernaturally opened, spiritual ears opened, and downloads of strategies.
你的其中一个问题是，你认为下一个季节，基督的肢体在世界上会发生什么呢？我看到了属神的主权访问所带来的具有改革意义的觉醒。我的意思说，灵里的眼睛将会非常超自然地被打开，我们也会打开灵里的耳朵，并下载从神而来的策略。
I see the righteous actually moving in with supernatural power and influence into the seven mountains of influence, all seven mountains, and bringing in biblically based,cutting edge ideas, even in the high tech, media, political, governmental, education, all these mountains.
我看到正义实际上带着超自然的力量和影响力进入了七座大山。所有这七座山，包括在高科技、媒体、政治、政府、教育等等，都引入了基本的圣经原则和前沿的想法。
I see there's going to be an invasion of those. Many of you have been put on hold, and the reason you've been put on hold is because what you carry is God. You're ready, but those that you're going to intersect with and those that you're actually going to be speaking to aren't ready for you. And the Lord knows that they're only going to get one chance. And so because of that, the Lord is preparing them to actually receive you and what you carry. But I...
我看到那些人将会侵入到这七座大山中。你们中的许多人曾经被搁置，而被搁置的原因是因为你们携带的是神。你们已经准备好入侵各个山头，但那些要与你们产生交叉关系和沟通交谈的人其实还没有预备好。主知道他们只有一次机会，因此主正在预备让他们成为真正能够接待你们和你所携带东西的人。
I really, if you ask me what I'm seeing, I'm kind of prophesying. This is what I'm doing within my family, my partners, and the organizations that we represent. Is this? Allow the Lord to awaken you by grace, 7 perfection, 80. Put the words in your mouth.Forth, so that the doors will open.
如果你问我在做什么，我是其实有点在发预言了。这就是我在我的家人、合作伙伴和我所代表的组织中正在做的事情，就是让主通过恩典，也就是五完美，也就是七口，也就是80，让神的话语充满我们的口，门也就是四就会打开。
New doors of open opportunity. You have to go through the gate, remove the hindrance for the people, and be able to lay your life down so that your life will become a bridge so that many can pass over and through you into the kingdom calling, into the kingdom purpose God has. That comes from dedicating yourself to say, I will be at your table for Rosh Hashanah. I will examine myself in the 10 days of awe.I will receive the special anointing of expungement of sin on Yom Kippur, and I will celebrate the week of the Feast of Sukkoth, Tabernacles, that, Lord, that my booth will be full of oil, my lamp will be trimmed, I will be putting on my wedding gown, and I will be waiting for you like the wise virgin. So when the trumpet sounds, I will immediately awaken, grab my lap, and say, Behold,The bridegroom cometh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
新的大门打开了机会，你必须进门为人除去拦阻，并能够放下你自己的生命，使你的生命成为一座桥，使许多人能够越过你，经过你的国度，呼召进入神的国度，并实现神对你的生命目的。通过你全身心投入，你会和神说，我会在犹太新年赴神你的宴，我会在这十天敬畏神的里面检视我自己，我会在赎罪日领受耶稣宝血冲刷罪的力量，我将会在祝棚节庆祝的那一周说，主啊，我的灯台充满油，我的灯被修建，我会穿上婚纱，像聪明的童女一样等待着你。所以当号角响起的时候，我会立刻醒来，迈开我的腿说，看新郎，快来看看新郎吧，新郎来了。
Your next question is excuse me, your next question is how do I prepare for Yom Kippur? The best way for you to prepare for Yom Kippur is to join us for Rosh Hashanah.
你的下一个问题是我们如何为赎罪日做准备。为赎罪日做准备的最佳方式是先加入我们的犹太新年聚会。
Because the questions in here, even teaching on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tabernacles, they're all kind of self-examining, where your mind starts to rehearse and say, Lord, do I understand this? The more you understand, the more you're able to receive. The more you understand, the more comfortable you'll be with what's going down culturally, even in the services that we have here.
我推荐你们一本关于秋天节气的书， 其中关于犹太新年、赎罪日和祝棚节的教导，他们都是与自我检视相关的。也就是说，你的思想开始排练，并说：“主啊，我明白这一点吗？”其实你了解的越多，你就能得到的越多。你了解的越多，你就越能从文化上适应，甚至在我们这里的聚会传达的信息也是如此。
So that's what I'd recommend. But let me pray for you right now. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I thank you, Lord, for the hunger and thirst. I thank you for your excitement. I thank you for your boldness to risk your faith.To come out into this biblical feast as Jew and Gentile as one new man. Father God, I thank you for teaching us about your feast, teaching us about your ways through these fall feasts. Lord, we thank you for the Moed in Hebrew. That means an appointed time. Lord, I thank you for each one that's watching that it's their appointed time. So I want to welcome you home. Welcome to the table of the Lord.Thank you for watching Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
这就是我的建议，现在让我为你们祷告。父神，奉主的名，我感谢你能够让我们如此的渴慕你。我们感谢这个节气给我们带来的兴奋，也感激你能够让我们勇敢地冒着信仰的险，以犹太人和外邦人合一新人的身份来到这个圣经约定的节气盛宴中。父神，我们感谢你教导我们关于您的节期，教导我们关于属神的道路。我们感谢您在指定的节期时间与我们相遇。我感谢每一位观看这个节目的人，这是他们与神你约定的时间。所以我想欢迎大家回家，欢迎来到神的宴席面前。感谢你观看古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄，神祝福你们平安。